A 70-year-old man in Washington State recently fell and hit his head and apparently cured himself of being colorblind.
Cured?
Cured himself of being colorblind. According to experts, it shouldn't even be possible because he was colorblind by a genetic defect in his eyes. The only theory they have is he suffered some type of concussion and it may be tricking his brain into thinking he's seeing colors, but if that's the case, he's fine with it. He's seeing colors again.
Wow. That's
weird,
interesting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, interesting and weird. Well, and speaking of kind of weird, maybe a little interesting, but I don't think anyone's going to believe this was an immaculate conception. Last Wednesday, a 31-year-old nun in Italy, she was rushed to the hospital with severe stomach cramps. At least she thought they were just stomach cramps. Turns out the nun had just gone into labor. And at the hospital, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy. She had no idea she was pregnant. That doesn't ring entirely true, since she would have, you know, there should have been some telltale signs 9 months into it. Mm-hmm. But that's what she's going with. None of the other nuns at her convent knew she was pregnant either. As for the baby's father, no one's really talking about that. And as a nun, she's obviously not allowed to have sex, but clearly she did about 9 months ago.
What back in my day story will you tell your grandkids in 50 years? Some of the more popular candidates are stories about the days of dial-up internet. Going to the video store if you wanted to watch a movie, and looking up directions on a paper map before you left the house.
Movies at the box office this past weekend. Lots of new ones opening in theaters. Frozen came in at number 5 again, bringing in another $12 million. The new movie Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit came in at number 4 with $17.2 million. The Nut Job came in at number 3 with $20.6 million. Lone Survivor at number 2 brought in $23.2 million. And Ice Cube, a Kevin Hart comedy Ride Along, had a big weekend at the box office. In fact, the best January opening ever with Ride Along. They brought in $41.2 million.
I went to pick that to be the top movie this weekend.
I went to Veeder.
On January 10th, a 42-year-old man from Quebec pulled over near Chicago when police officers spot him driving while talking on his phone, which had recently become illegal in that part of Illinois. Then they searched his car, and that's when they found the $1.2 million worth of cocaine. Now he's looking at 30 days or 30 years in jail.
Probably not so worried about that phone ticket.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. You'll find them right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.